Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 27th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Brooksine will read the scripture text from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
Jesse and Megan are two children who attend the church we are now serving in an interim role. Saturday evening, they were out on their porch watching their resident toad peeking through the flowers in the planter. They came up with a great idea of feeding the toad a few bugs. Fireflies are abundant at this season, so they fed the toad some fireflies, which the toad readily devoured. Then an amazing thing happened. The toad lit up from the inside. Jesse excitedly told me that he could see the lights flashing through the thin layer of the toad's skin. His family all watched in amazement.
The scriptures acknowledge God's work in creation when he said, "Let there be light." These are the very first recorded words of God in the entire Bible. It's God's nature to create his light and dispel darkness.
As believers, we all have his light shining in our hearts. The same God who initially created light has, quote, "made his light shine in our hearts," end quote. It is also, quote, "to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ."
This is an interesting verse that I do not recall ever examining closely. Sometimes for preachers it takes an illustration in search of a text to dig deeper, and that's what Stephen did today. Another version reads, "He is the one who made his light shine in our hearts. This brings us the light of knowing God's shining greatness, which is seen in Christ's face." And yet, still another paraphrase states, "It started when God said, 'Light up the darkness,' and our lives filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Christ, all bright and beautiful."
Jesse's father, who teaches our adult Bible class, observed that the light of Christ shining through us is a result of feeding on the Word. Today, may we all truly let our light shine so that others may see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven.
Let's pray. Jesus, you know how much we like to blend in with our Christian peers as we worship and fellowship together. The light of your love shines naturally when we're among others who walk in the light. But you make our light shine brightest when we're surrounded by darkness. We don't blend into the darkness, but instead the light of your love shines so that those walking in darkness can see the way to repentance. Even as we're able to see God in the face of Christ, may the world see Christ in the face of Christian believers all over this dark planet. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that prayer with us, Brooksine. I so enjoy my wife's prayers. Well, we do have a lot of fireflies right now. Some parts of the country, by the way, and perhaps yours, they're known as lightning bugs. It seems like that's what we call them growing up in the Midwest. Right now, they just abound in our area. A really neat sight that just can't be captured by camera are thousands of fireflies in the cornfields appearing like tiny twinkling Christmas lights strung all through the field. That would be a neat picture. And I have tried, but it just can't. I'm not able to do it. It's a stunning scene. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. All one word, Daily Encouragement. If you go to the site today, we do have an additional resource. The title of the message today is based on a song called Shine, Jesus, Shine. And I actually found the original artist, a British brother in Christ named Graham Kendrick. On his site, he places up many of his songs. And there is an audio version of Shine Jesus Shine on the site. You can get to that if you are listening to the podcast today, Tuesday the 27th, by just going to the website. If you're listening to this podcast some other day, just go to the website and back up to that date, or go to the archives and you can easily find it by date, the June 27th. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful. Keep letting your light shine and be encouraged.